Thursday of the month.
What's going on?
Hey, this will be fun.
Two movie buffs or more will convert.
Today we are canceling the apocalypse.
To battle for cinematic supremacy. They will show knowledge.
I can work on tissue degeneration.
Skills and versatility on everything movies and TV.
Winterfell is your grace.
It's Popcorn and Reels presents Film Fight.
This is Sparta!
Film Fight!
Film Fight!
Only on the movies on Cool FM Abuja.
You think you're safe? You are not.
Let film fight.
Let them fight.
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Film fight.
Welcome to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
To be alive today. Welcome to your cinematic world of movies, your cinematic world of wonders. My name is Focus, the Radio Dark Knight.
And I'm Chinatu, aka Ant-Man, aka Sidekick.
And I am Dorcon, sometimes the Radio Dragon.
Drum roll, please. Yes, the long-awaited wait has been waited. Zuby, once again, we're back. So good to be back.
And I am the big one.
Yes, as you can hear, all of us, we're right here in the studio and we're about to give you a movie experience like no other, because today is Film Fight.
Film Fight.
That's right.
I think they already know that.
But let's just tell them now. Calm down now. And you already know our contestants. But before that, we need to go check out what's happening in the world of movies and TV. Yes, we'll be bringing you news of what's going on. Then, after that, you know now, we'll kick straight into the film fight
between
the Radio Dragon and the King. This is going to be a Westeros something.
Massacre.
Dracarys. Dorkon. Give them
so,
Dracarys.
Will Dorkon be able to spit her fire, her dragon fire on Zuby? Or will Zuby be able
to air her?
To
oh my god.
To majestically
use water to quench the fire.
Show himself as a king. But all this we'll find out when a film fight begins. But right now, let's go check out what's happening in your cinematic world of movies.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
All right, straight into the world of movies right now. Remember the 2016 movie, was this 16 or 17, Assassin's Creed with Michael Fassbender? Well, that was a very, very anyhow movie.
Yes.
And so far, Netflix is teaming up with some of the producers of the Assassin's Creed game to make an Assassin's Creed live-action series.
Nice!
Sounds interesting.
So yes, just the way they did with The Witcher, we are going to be having an Assassin's Creed live-action series.
Great.
And we don't know who is going to be in it yet, who is writing it, but we do know that they have some of the executive from Ubisoft who made Assassin's Creed. So yeah, something I definitely want to look forward to.
Can I guess that Chris Hemsworth would be in it?
Oh my god.
I think he'd do very
well. You're just crushing on him.
Just the roll of a dice. I think they should make Wesley Snipes the star of
that.
I'm telling you.
That sounds okay.
Yeah.
So let's see how it goes. Okay, so Tom Holland revealed to us that he has gotten the Spider-Man 3 script, but he promises not to spoil anything because we've known Tom Holland to always spoil things. He was the one who came out to say, his character died in this, and they were like, no, you didn't need to tell us that. So he promised this time that he's not going to drop any spoilers because the script was sent to him in an iPad.
Are you serious?
Yes.
In an iPad?
Yes. Marvel sent him an iPad and the script was in the iPad.
It was inside the iPad. That's how you give a gift.
Please, when you transfer the file to another phone, just send me the iPad. Because very useless.
So it's really amazing because he said, I just received my iPad right now. In the iPad. No, he said, I just received a gift from Marvel. In the gift is an iPad. In the iPad is the script for Spider-Man 3. And it has started shooting in Atlanta right now. And guess what? I think he's still doing Uncharted.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, they know how to work it.
Nice.
Okay. Okay, so this may be surprising. Imagine having the next James Bond movie on a streaming service, Netflix or Apple.
Mm. It makes sense.
You think?
Yeah.
No.
You
have to come down and post some kind of things.
No.
Again.
Anyway, we heard that Apple and Netflix were trying to buy No Time to Die. And No Time to Die was made with $200 million and they removed marketing of almost $100 million and everything. MGM said, nah, if they have to buy, they have to buy for $600 million.
Ah.
They have
to make profit and all that.
They got the money.
But as of yesterday, MGM came out to say they are not selling to any of these people.
Mm-hmm.
That they are just going to lock up.
Mm-hmm.
And now, because of the delay, we got that No Time to Die is costing, the movie's delay is costing $1 million every month for interest payment.
Yeah.
So the more it gets delayed, because it was supposed to come out by April. So imagine $1 million from April till now.
Wow, 250,000 every month.
So they've been paying for that interest. So that's why they needed to come out as soon as possible. So if it doesn't come out this next year like this, bar, like early next year,
they'll keep paying.
Omar, it is streaming service things. Letitia Wright, if you remember, has Shuri from the MCU. She said that an all-female Avengers movie is going to happen in a very short while.
Oh, that is
very soon.
That's good.
Great news.
That's good.
Really?
I think so.
An all-female Avengers.
Yes.
Is that, you want to see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I reserve my comment.
Really?
Yes.
We need something different. We're tired of regular.
It'll be like another
either
version.
The mix up or only guys. Let's see.
There have been women in the mix now.
See, we haven't seen only women.
It'll be like another version.
See, I don't want to say anything.
Charlie's
though. I love women.
Always remember Charlie's
Angels. Ghostbusters. Don't forget Ghostbusters of 2016.
And this will be an improvement.
And Ocean 8.
This will be an improvement of those ones.
Improve fire. Okay, so and finally right now on the news, before that, Marvel's Moon Knight is looking to cast Oscar Isaac to play the character. And right now they've already landed a director called Mohamed Diab. Now, we don't know anything much about the director, but right now Marvel is trying to do this thing where, oh, if you're from this place, you know, if you're Nigerian and we are doing a story based on a Nigerian thing, we need a Nigerian director.
Oh.
Yes, and all that. So they've landed a director called Mohamed Diab and he will helm the affairs for Marvel's Moon Knight. And finally, on the movie news right now, Michael B. Jordan is considering directing Creed 3.
Nice.
Following the footsteps of Stallone.
Yeah. Mm.
So he wants to make his directorial debut with the third installment of the Creed movie, which he starred in 1 and 2.
Okay.
Do you think he should do it?
I think he should.
Sylvester Stallone was able to, you know, direct his Rocky movies.
Yeah. The last Rocky movie, I think Sylvester Stallone directed that one, right? So he can even give him some points on how to be a good director.
So he said he wants to follow the footsteps of Stallone and make his directorial debut with Creed 3.
From boxing to directing.
Yes, from boxing to directing.
We'll shock there, we'll flop last.
No, calm down now. Don't be pessimistic.
We wish him well.
We wish him well, definitely. Anyway, guys, that's the much we can take for this week's news. You can go on Twitter at Popcorn and Real and check out all the stuff we tweeted. Sorry about that. And you can drop your take on it as well. If you've not seen the trailer for Rattlesnake, the Ahana story, that's the second directorial work for Ramsey Nouah, is on Popcorn and Reels on YouTube. You should go check that out as well and tell us your take on the trailer. If you are really excited to see the movie, because how can you come out and be saying most anticipated movie of 2020 and you're dropping a trailer 2 weeks before the movie comes out, which is November 13th. So, anyway. Now, this is the day, man. The day of the Lord, man. Let's get on to today's business. Woo. Film fight. Biggie, give it to us.
Film fight.
Now that's entertainment.
This is Sparta.
Film fight.
Film fight.
Only on the movies on Cool FM Abuja.
You think you're safe? You are not.
Let film fight.
Let them fight.
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Film fight.
Ha 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 ha.
106.9 Cool FM Radio, and we're about to get on with Film Fight. But before that, we need to lay out all the rules. And Biggie, yes, is here to give us all the gbogbo tigbo and all the things we need to know, so nobody gets confused, like and also know when to steal and everything. So Tango Chinatu is part of the judges today. So let's get on with.
All right, here are the rules of the Film Fight. Round one, contenders will receive 7 questions from any category, which come with multiple choice options. Contenders will write their answers down, and they have 20 seconds to answer. When asked, contenders must speak as well as reveal their answer on their paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Each correct answer is worth 1 point. An added bonus question if a contender gets all 7 questions correctly. Okay. Now moving on to round two. Each contender must pick from a category box. There are actually 22 categories. Mm. If not satisfied, they can pick again unless they pick an opponent's choice. Each contender gets 5 questions. Each question is worth 2 points. Multiple choice options are available, but this reduces the value of question to 1 point. An opponent can or may steal if the contender gives a wrong answer, and can use one Ask a Friend lifeline, and that friend is Biggie or Focus. And it is only once in the whole game.
Only one?
Round three.
Who wants to build a new house?
Round three. Which is the final round. Contenders will pre-select 3 numbers from a range of movie categories. Each contender will get 3 questions. Mm-hmm. Questions are worth 2, 3, and 5 points. No multiple choice.
No
stealing in this round. Now, the PAR challenge. A contender may choose to challenge an answer if he or she doesn't agree.
But will
lose 1 point if he or she is found wrong. You can only challenge once.
What?
PAR repeat rule. A contender can ask for a question to be repeated, but you can only use this lifeline 3 times. So
like
be sure of what question you want repeated. Do you have your pens and your papers?
Do you understand?
Did you guys really have to print the instructions?
I'm telling you, this feels like an exam.
The last time. We're going to bring the scorecard. Okay, guys.
For the last time, there was an issue, so we needed to make it clear for everybody.
This is very thorough. This is...
Okay, so let's go pay this bill. When we come back, we'll start straight up into Film Fight.
Go anywhere.
Stay
long. I'ma read you your rights.
Let's go.
I'm back.
On the movies.
Cool FM 96.9.
Film Fight.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Okay, without wasting any time at all, let's start off with the questions. Oh, are y'all ready? Woo. Biggie, please. Hands on the clock.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Before we begin, I just want to say that I want to apologize ahead of time because I'm obviously going to win, and I don't want to sound like
something. Why does it sound like premium?
Yeah. No.
Premium tiers.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
First question. First question, and this is from the TV category, Game of Thrones. Who played Khal Drogo in the HBO series Game of Thrones?
Please write it down. Time starts now.
Oh, yes. The options are A, Dwayne Johnson, B, Wayne Johnson, C, Jason Momoa, or D, Jason Balboa. Have you started timing?
Yes.
Time out. Okay, so Zuby, let's have your answer.
I picked C, Jason Momoa.
Let's see, we need to be seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what you wrote.
Oh yeah.
Is that
okay? And Dorkon,
I also picked C, Jason Momoa.
1 point each for these people.
I see this is not going to be easy.
By the way, I've lost
my voice. They tried. All right, your next question is in the category of classic films.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the 1997 movie Titanic,
oh my God,
what did Rose do with the necklace? A,
oh God,
she gave it to the captain. B, she threw it overboard. C, she sold it. Or D, she kept it. So, Dorkon, what is your answer?
B, threw it overboard.
She threw it overboard. 1 point for Dorkon, please. Let's see it.
What?
Dorkon, let's
she
see your
threw
answer.
It overboard.
And Zuby, what's your answer?
Wait,
Zuby,
what?
Let's see your answer.
What?
Zuby, let's see your answer.
No, let me answer.
She kept it.
Okay,
that's
so
what I wrote.
No points for Zuby, and
you know I'm feeling bad for her, so I just gotta give her one.
You're
point.
Not
you know,
serious.
I mean,
question
lady,
number
you know?
Three.
Please next time don't cancel it.
Question number three.
All right.
In the category of action movies, the tagline "What you gonna do when they come for you" comes from which 1995 movie? Is it A, Bad Boys, B, Lost Boys, C, Straight Outta Compton, or D, Boys in the Hood? Your time starts there now. I would not like to finish.
I'm telling you.
This is good though.
It's way too
Zuby,
good.
What's your answer?
Oh well, you know, in the spirit of giving, I said
let me
write.
To be showing it that you're saying it.
B, Bad Boys.
Okay.
Is it B or C? No, number three, Bad Boys.
Mm-hmm. I think it was.
Wait. You said?
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys is actually correct.
That's
1 point for Zuby and
Bad Boys as well.
Bad Boys, 1 point for Dorkon.
She's not giving up, man.
Okay.
Damn.
This is sweet.
This is not going to be easy.
Okay. Question number what now? Four.
Yes.
Okay. In which 2000 movie did Tom Cruise play the character Ethan Hunt? Is it A, Top Gun, B, Minority Report, C, Risky Business, or D, Mission Impossible?
Huh.
I see some eye contact going on here.
What? If I had such sweet
shut
questions.
Shut up,
Shinatu. Okay. Because you guys should fame.
Bad boys.
Okay, so, Dorkon, let's see your answer as you say it.
D, Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible. For 1 point for Dorkon, Mission Impossible is correct. Zuby, let's see your answer.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible, 1 point. You see how cheap these questions are? It was because of Chinatu. Chinatu won it.
They're really not cheap for you.
Okay.
What?
Question number five. In the animated movie The Lorax, what is the color of the character The Lorax?
One chance.
Is it A, blue, B, orange, C, yellow, or D, red?
Why are you looking directly at her when you're asking these questions?
I'm not even looking back at him.
I know.
Your time is going to, this, while I therefore will not watch Lorax.
I never watched it, but I'll guess.
Okay, Zuby, what's your answer? Show it as you're saying it.
I picked blue, my favorite color.
And blue is not the right answer, so you lost that. Doko, let's see your answer and say it.
I picked B, orange.
Orange is correct answer.
You see?
Thank you.
See?
Are you serious?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Wow. I didn't see
would you like me to look at you?
Question
no.
number six.
While the questions are asked.
The team.
Question number six, and this comes in classics as well. What is the day job of the title character Indiana Jones? What is the day job of the title character Indiana Jones? Is it A, college professor, B, architect, C, social worker, or D, hunter? Oh, you guys are finished,
yeah. Original Indiana Jones,
yes,
right?
There's no fake one. Uh-huh. Darkon, let's see your answer and say it.
A college professor.
And 1 point for Darkon. College professor is actually Zuby. Let's see your answer.
I pick architect. What's going on here?
Architect.
What's going
is
on here?
Wrong.
What's
Indiana
happening?
Jones is a college professor. Yes, that teaches archaeology.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's yes. Do it.
All right, and this is the final question, right?
Yes.
Question.
And mm-hmm. if at all
mm-hmm.
our leader right now happens to score a perfect score,
mm-hmm.
our leader gets a bonus point.
Okay. And now for the last question.
I'll get this one.
You should get this question. Mm, hopefully. Which movie features Bruce Willis as the character John McClane? Is it A, Red, B, Cop Out, C, Die Hard, or D, Armageddon?
Stop looking at my paper, Duncan.
Okay, so Zuby, let's see your answer as you say it.
I thought you were gonna ask her first.
No, oh let's God. See your answer.
No, why not ask her first?
Zuby,
no.
let's go.
Let's do this.
Okay, I picked Die Hard. It's an easy one.
1 point for
Thank
Zuby.
You.
Die Hard. And what was yours?
I also picked Die Hard.
And for Darkon, you have the opportunity
to get one
more question.
Yes!
This is only for you. Only for
one
you.
One more question? I
yes!
Thought you're just gonna add the
it's
bonus?
It's a Jara. No, it's
not you alone.
You get a Jara question and you answer it.
See how that's a bonus.
Now, for your bonus question. In The Matrix, does Neo take the red pill, the green pill, or the blue pill? 15 seconds. I need to be cinching out of you.
What in the name? Why would you want to be? Oh, to see if I'm giving her the. Wow!
Okay, Darkon, so what is your answer?
I really don't know this one. I think it's red peel.
And one Jara point!
No, this is way too much of a coincidence. This is way too
coincidental. Now, let's enter round two.
Oh, no. We have to call this
score.
Yes,
we need to call this call. So,
she's up by three.
Oh my God, can we do this? At the end of round one. Congratulations, Zuby. You have 4 points. And to Darkon, you made 8 points.
Oh, yeah.
Well
done. Okay, because of the extra.
Just so we know, I think this is the first person to have scored 8 points.
Darkon is the first in the history of Film Fight to actually get a perfect score in the first round.
I should take a selfie now.
Oh, my God. Drop your phone. You're just supposed to hold your phone.
Moving on to round two.
All right, round two. Let's go.
Quickly going through the rules again. Each contender must pick from a category box. There are 22 categories. If you're not satisfied, you can pick again unless you pick an opponent's choice.
Mm.
Each contender gets 5 questions and each question is worth 2 points. Multiple choice options are available, but if you choose them, your value reduces by 1 point. An opponent can or may steal if the contender gives a wrong answer and can use one Ask a Friend lifeline. That is Biggie. Or focus.
Okay, so you guys are selected. Big Zuby.
Yo.
What's your category?
Animation.
Do you want to change? Or you want to choose a game?
No, let me change. I want to change.
All right, you can change. Darkon, what's yours?
Sci-fi movies. Can I please change?
All right, you guys can change. Just know anything you pick now, that is what you're going to go through with.
Okay, no, Hala. You don't want to pick first? Ladies first?
Go ahead.
No. No,
yeah.
I insist.
I don't
insist.
Have
hey,
control.
I'm not going to pick.
I insist.
What?
No, you can't pick it again.
Sci-fi.
Okay, so, let's see. Zuby, what's your category?
Ooh, boy, classic movies.
Classic movies.
Somebody is in trouble.
Congratulations.
Michael, what is yours?
The opponent's choice.
The opponent's choice. That means whatever category. You want
classic
her to pick.
Movie.
That's what she will pick.
No, I thought that meant his classic movies.
No, I'm going to pick something very hard.
Yeah, so what category would you like her to
pick? Knowing that Dorcon is not that sound with movies, let me see if I can pick something.
For someone who's got four?
Yeah, but it's not over. That's the first round.
Your pride
chest. We're going to the second round. Don't worry. Don't worry, I'm going to get
you. So you can choose. What category would you like her to pick?
I think she should go ahead with the classics.
No,
you are going to go with classics.
Okay.
So you have to choose.
So I have to pick a different category.
Yes, we have pick it for me.
We have 90s movie. No, you have to select horror, action, MCU, rom-com, Nollywood, famous movie quotes,
fantasy. No, fiction.
It's all I'm going to measure the category so you will know which to select.
Okay.
You get. We have Disney movies. We have famous movie quotes. We have Marvel and DC. We have action movies.
Famous movies quotes.
Famous movie quotes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Dorcon, you are going to be answering famous movie quotes.
Anyways, we have a message coming in here on WhatsApp. Dorcon goes a big guesswork. Oh, she gets
Don't be small. Hey, but you tried them. Nice first round.
Okay, so, you know the rules of this already.
Oh, yeah.
So, we are going to be asking you, you know, this has 2 points. If you ask for option in this round, you get 1 point.
What if you steal? 1 point, right?
Yes, you can steal.
Yes, you can steal, and you have 15 seconds per point.
What?
Per question.
Oh. Per question, all right.
Yes.
So, are we ready to roll?
Let's do it.
But before we roll, we need to go and pay some bills. When we come back, your cinematic...
Oh, no, we're not paying bills.
We're not paying any bills?
No.
Oh, this is becoming sweet. Butenshai.
Okay, then. We seem to be having a little challenge.
We're having a little bit of technical difficulty, but don't worry. We will be throwing out your questions. So, since you chose the opening choice, who goes first? Do you want to go first? Or should we have...
Ladies first.
Oh, come on. You can go ahead.
So, that means, Dorcon, famous movie quotes. Famous movie
How
quote.
Am I supposed to remember all the quotes in
Don't
the
worry.
That's the point.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I think so.
Hey,
you think so? Remember, if you ask for options in this, you will have zero. Sorry. No, I mean, you have one point, not zero.
Well, it says
and don't forget,
movies,
please.
So movies have to be famous, right?
Sorry, don't forget, please. You can steal if your opponent fails the question.
Thanks for that reminder.
Okay, please. But before that, let's take a couple of messages. We still have messages on WhatsApp. And this one says, Dorcon, high five, Joe West.
He's
saying you are full of energy today. What is the secret? Okay. And somebody says, Zuby, you don't fall my hand, oh.
We never finish.
We'll not finish. I vote for you to win. Davidson from Guarimpa. And Zubio, like you can answer the famous movie quote.
Oh yeah, it's not over.
Okay.
You know?
So Dorcon, we are going to start with you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay.
Let's go there.
Your first movie quote is, in what movie was this line? You need to say the name of the movie. In what movie was the line Bond, James Bond, first said?
Bond, James Bond. The movie, of course, is from James Bond.
But what James Bond movie was it said first?
A Time to Die. A Time to Kill.
Okay, no, it was said in 1963's Dr. No.
Ah, Dr. No. No, I wouldn't have gotten that anyway.
Okay, so. That is Dorcon, no point for that right one. Something smart. Okay. All right. Now your second question. Are you ready?
Who now?
Dorcon, you have to answer yes.
Okay.
How many categories? We have 5, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Your question is, are you ready?
Yes.
You sure you are ready?
Yes.
Okay. Your question is
no easy question.
No easy question at all. It's gonna be very, very small. Okay, your question is, what movie was the line, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, said?
Can I have options, please?
Your options are A, Citizen Kane, B, Metropolis, C, Gone with the Wind, or D, Godzilla.
Let's see how lucky you are now.
I'd go with Godzilla.
Godzilla, is that your final answer?
I think so.
Oh, so okay. Yeah. And for an absolutely 0 point, we give it to it was said in 19. 19-
no, steal.
Oh yes.
Ain't nobody stealing, man. Go ahead. You interrupted to tell me to steal.
Can you imagine?
I don't want to steal.
You don't want to steal.
Okay, but if I can steal, I can ask for options.
Yes.
Oh, I can still ask for options.
Yes.
The same options.
Yes.
Give me the options.
The same options.
Run it by me again.
The options are A, Citizen Kane. B, Metropolis. C, Gone with the Wind. Citizen Kane.
Yes.
And for Citizen Kane is not the answer. Gone with the Wind is actually the answer. Yes. Okay, so your third question. This should be very, very easy for you, Darkon, because you did watch film, you did try small. All right, are you ready?
I think.
Okay. Your question, number three. In what movie was the line, "I am inevitable," said?
Oh boy.
You don't have options anymore, by the way.
Oh boy.
No.
She doesn't have options.
The movie Inevitable?
I am inevitable.
I am going to steal.
Despicable Me.
Is that your final answer? You know you have 50. You have options, though.
You have options, yeah.
Oh, I still have options.
Biggie just said we don't have options.
Your time is up.
Yeah, your time is up. You have options in this round. You can pick and it will be 1 point.
Options, and that's why I didn't go with that.
Mm-hmm.
She has options.
My bad.
Please, let's.
No, time is out.
No, he's time bad.
Is out.
He
was fault. That's not an exception.
Biggest fault, please.
No, it's
fault.
Is biggest that part fault. Of the rules?
It's biggest fault. Yes.
But her time is out.
It's biggest fault.
So, oh, too bad.
So do we?
So no. We'll ask you another question.
But
I still have a chance to steal.
In this second question.
Oh, in the second question, you got away slick that time.
Okay, still in the category of superhero movie, which character says, "I can do this all day"?
Can I please have options?
Your options are A, Steve Rogers, B, Bucky Barnes, C, Tony Stark, or D, Clint Barton.
Damn, this is a hard one.
Tony Stark?
Is that your final answer?
I think yes. I just go with that. I'm not sure, really.
And for 0 points, no, that is not the answer. Zuby, would you like to steal?
Give me the options again.
The options are A, Steve Rogers, B, Bucky Barnes, C, Tony Stark, or D, Clint Barton.
Hmm.
The brother doesn't know.
Give me A, man. You know, I'm part of the A team. You know?
And for A team, 1 point for Zuby, please. Steve Rogers.
She's not the only one that knows how to guess.
I can do this all day. So how many questions does...
We're coming. Two for Dorka.
There are many two more questions.
We're coming.
Okay.
Dorka, you're looking worried.
Okay, all right. In what movie was this famous line said? You can't handle the truth.
Ooh. Okay, can I please have options?
Your options are A, Rules of Engagement, B, A Few Good Men, C, A Time to Kill, or D, We Were Soldiers.
A Time to Kill. C.
Is A Time to Kill your final answer?
Yes.
Okay. And for 0 points, A Time to Kill is not the answer.
I have a question. Why do you say it with so much energy? You know,
Zuby, do you want to steal?
Yes, I want to steal. I want to be a thief right now.
Okay.
Just for now. What was the phrase again?
You can't handle the truth.
Not only can I give you the answer, I can also give you the name of the character.
Just give us the answer.
All right, but I, you know, for extra points. God. So, a few good men, and the person that said it was Jack Nicholson.
And for 1 point for Zuby, Jack Nicholson, absolutely correct. Now, for your last option, your last question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dorkon, this is in the category of classic movies. I hope you'll be able to get it.
Yeah. Classic?
Yeah, still quotes.
Okay, it's still quotes. Okay.
your quote is, "My name is Inigo Montoya. You kill my father.
What?
Prepare to die."
Please give me options.
Your options are A, a princess bride; B, Cinderella; C, Casablanca; or D, Grand Hotel.
C, Casablanca.
And for Casablanca, 0 points.
I was just like, well, I was like, she got one. Can you please run that by me one more time? That's if I have a chance
to
steal.
Nice to Zubi.
You just want to be, you just want to be quiet.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You kill my father. Prepare to die.
Did he say that with an accent?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it A princess bride, B, Cinderella, C, Casablanca, or D, Grand Hotel?
Grand Hotel, man. Yeah, what are we saying? I don't know. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
And for a trying to steal, no, that is not correct. It was actually said in the 1987 movie, A Princess Bride.
Ah.
My name is Inigo Montoya. So please, Zubi, now let's go for your classic.
Let's go, man. Let's go there.
Let's see how you fall again.
Let's go for...
Dalkon, please listen and you can also steal.
Yeah, you can cheer for her. Then.
Okay.
Let's try to tell her, Jesus Christ,
thank
Zubi.
You. Let's go.
Your first question. What year? What was the name of the woman beloved by King Kong?
Woo! Give me options, man.
Oh, you need options.
I did
please.
Have to scream first.
Jesus.
Okay. Hold on. We'll give you options.
Yeah. The name of the lady, I know it was a white lady.
Okay.
Kind of skinny.
Your options.
White dress.
Your options are A, Sarah; B, Anne; C, Michelle; or D, Janvier.
Oh no, I know it's definitely not Janvier, so I think it's Sarah.
Is Sarah your final answer?
Sarah is the final answer, man.
And the fall, let the time ring.
Beep, beep.
Sarah is not the correct answer. Dalkon, would you like to steal?
Yes, Anna.
Anna is correct.
She's so lucky.
Look, who's lucky?
You're so lucky.
Your second question.
Let's go there.
Ready?
Let's go there.
Your second question. In what year was the first King Kong movie made?
Oh boy. Options, please.
Your options are A, 1920. B, 1923. C, 1930. Or D, 1933.
Hmm. Joy in your face, focus.
Let me see. 1933.
Okay. Is 1933 your final answer?
Yeah, final answer, the last one. Most likely it will be.
Two, one. And for 2 points!
No, one. We gave him options.
Option.
Oh, yeah,
one point.
Yes.
Oh, well, no, it's all good. It's all good. Thank you very much.
Okay. You ready to go for your third question?
Let's go there.
All right, for your third question. Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor met in which movie?
Is it Jim Carrey or Jim Kelly?
Do you want us to ask the question again? Because that would be your PAR rule. So
yes, please.
Ask for a repetition.
Repetition.
Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor met in which movie?
Okay, The Terminator.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, that's my final answer.
Okay, time. 3, 2, 1. And for 0 points!
Oh my gosh.
Terminator is not the answer.
I'd like to steal. Please, what are the options?
Your options are A, Dance With Me; B, Singing In The Rain; C, Dancing In The Rain; or D, Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand Luke.
Is Cool Hand Luke your final answer? And for 0 points. No, singing in the rain.
I'm singing in the rain.
Dadu, your fourth question.
Jesus Christ.
Your fourth question.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Okay, for classic movies. In what year was the first Godzilla movie
Made. These ancient questions.
They're called classics.
Jesus Christ.
Classics.
Okay,
you want an option?
No, yes, please give me options. Okay. Options.
Your options are A, 1950, B, 1954, C, 1956, or D, 1960.
Please run the question back again.
That will be your second.
Yeah, year. Second one. I still have how many? Three remaining?
No, no.
You have one left.
Okay, no
one. In what year was the first Godzilla movie made? Time up.
No wala.
Dokon, would you like to steal?
Yes, I think it was in 1954.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, it is.
And for one Jara point for Dokon.
How in the
1954.
World? How in the world? You saw the movie? Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Which question now?
This is the last one.
Your last question. This should be very easy. If you don't know it, I beg Pakulo Dego. Yeah.
Well, just give me points. Give me points.
Who directed the first blockbuster movie of 1975?
Dokon had to laugh.
Classics.
Blockbuster movie. 1975.
The first ever blockbuster movie of 1975 was directed by who?
Oh boy. Give me options, please.
Your options are A, Stanley Kubrick, B, Alfred Hitchcock, C, Steven Spielberg, or D, George Lucas.
Steven Spielberg.
Is Steven Spielberg your final answer?
Steven Spielberg is the final answer.
And for 1 point,
Steven
Spielberg directed.
As the gangster where I be.
So, let's go pay some bills. When we come back, we'll enter the final round and also reveal the scores.
I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Film fight.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Back on your speakers right now, Film Fight. Yes, 96.9 Cool FM. Biggie, just run the last round so they understand.
Sorry, please, before I have to announce.
No, wait. Announce the your scores.
Please, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So for round two, Zuby had 4 points, mm-hmm. 2 points and 2 steals. Mm-hmm. And then making it 8 points, mm-hmm. altogether. Mm-hmm. And then for the round two, Dokon had 2 points. Those 2 points were stolen. Yes. So in total, you have 10 points.
Mm. Okay. So Biggie, give us the round three.
And contenders, listen up. Contenders will pre-select 3 numbers from a range of movie categories. Mm. Each contender will get 3 questions. Questions are worth 2, 3, and 5 points. Mm-hmm. No multiple choice and no stealing in this round. Just to laugh at you, contenders, you did not realize that you could actually ask a friend for help in the last round.
I don't need
that,
no help.
And that option
is gone.
Is gone.
Yes. No wahala.
All right, now. So who is leading in the point? Dokon, right?
Dokon with 10 points. Dokon, and Zuby with 8.
You have to pick your 3 numbers.
She's only up by 2.
Pick your 3 numbers. You can... Yes, let's go. Pick any number from 1 to 20.
Okay, I'd pick... I'd pick 6.
6, mm-hmm.
Lord. I'd pick...
How many number pick?
I'd pick 18 for someone who's turning 18 today.
Oh, well.
And then, what's the 3 states again?
29.
And then I'd pick 1.
1. Okay, 6, 1, and 18. Zuby, pick your number.
All right. Let me see. Okay. 3, 7, and 9.
3, 7, and 9. All Good. Right.
Numbers.
So... You have the opportunity, you know, to blow in this level. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Dokon, for question number 1.
So, what are the points again?
2 points for first
for question.
Question 3 for the second.
And
no 5.
Options.
No option.
And 5 for
so, if you don't know, you don't know. Your first, your since you picked number 1.
Are there any steals?
No steals.
Since you picked number 1, your first question is, what relative died for Asofia to travel to London?
Oh boy.
For 2 points.
What?
Nigerian movie.
I don't remember that.
Asofia.
Asofia, don't enter London. Mm-hmm. And then...
Mm. I saw the movie.
His wife.
Is that your final answer?
His wife used to pound the arm, that is. Oh, what else?
Should I ask the question
his
again?
Brother?
You have 3... What was it called?
How many seconds do I have?
16.
No, go ahead.
Think and answer, Dokon.
Sophia, don't enter.
Your time is going.
Don't.
What?
Sophia, don't enter. Okay. think it was
five, four.
I think it was his wife.
Okay.
Oh, that was where he got a wife.
And
for Johnny got a wife.
For
right?
0 points.
Oh my!
It's actually his brother.
I was going to say brother.
My friend, come back here.
I was good.
My brother, go and sit down there and answer.
Don't follow our camera.
She was throwing the fake just now. She
are you ready?
Are
you ready for your second answer, for your second question?
Let's go there.
What's 5 points? Three points. Are you ready? You know, go answer. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh yeah, now since you are ready, your question is: in the movie Frozen, which song? That is question number 18. Which song did Elsa sing as she builds the castle?
Oh my lord. Oh my lord.
Let it flow, let it flow. Can I sing the song?
Yes, you can sing the song.
Can
the time is going.
What's the title?
Let it flow, let it flow.
So is it let it flow?
Let it go, let it flow.
See, you have to pick one. You gotta pick one.
What are you going to
say? So what is it?
Her time is up.
It's her time, yes.
The cold doesn't bother me anyway. I sang this song.
So for
Let it
you do not ask
what is
now.
The name?
Let it flow.
For
what is the point flow? Of
for
timing?
0 points.
What is the point of timing?
For 0 points. Your answer is actually let it go.
Let it go.
Just like you let your points go.
Shut up.
And for question, for your last question, are you ready?
Sorry.
It's too late to cry when the head is cut off. Your last question.
Yes.
Is very easy. If you don't know it, my sister, your partner,
five,
load,
five,
for
points,
five
I mean.
Points. For 5 points. Which animated remake of a 1994 film stars the voice of Donald Glover, Seth Rogen, and Chiwetel Ejiofor?
That's a good hard
for me. Can you take that question again?
Yes, we use your one power rule. Which animated remake of a 1994 film stars the voice of Donald Glover, Seth Rogen, and Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Did you say 94 remake? Their voices. And it's a movie.
Can I steal?
I didn't add one jara for you. It's actually a 2020 movie.
Is it 2020 or 2019?
Sorry, a 2019 movie.
The remake was in 2019.
Yes, the remake was made in 2019.
It was...
Okay, no more hints.
Can I have a few more seconds?
No. Your time, you don't worry now.
Your time is great.
10 seconds remaining.
Go, Dorgon, go. You can do it.
Oh, my lord.
Let's go there.
And for 0 points again, your answer is actually
The Lion King.
Don't pass it down. Close that door. Hold that door.
My sister, I've been there.
7 and 9, right?
Seven, 9.
I threw Worcester drugs.
Hey,
my goodness.
You were put into
okay, stomach. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go there.
Your first question for 2 points.
All right.
Who voiced the Boss Baby?
The Boss Baby. In fact, I need options, man.
There's no option in this one.
No options?
So
the Boss Baby. The Boss Baby. Let me think.
Is it time rolling?
Let me see. The Boss Baby. Damn, it's an animation, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that definitely
happens. Okay, so you know, no answer, Abby?
Yeah, there was no hope.
The answer is Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin, yes. Yeah, I wouldn't have got it anyway.
So your question number 7 from Nollywood now.
Let's go there.
Why for 3 points. Your forehead? You have a headache.
For 3 points, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Which musical artist played Genevieve's brother in the 2018 Netflix original Lionheart?
Sit down. No. I don't want to sit down because I need y'all to play his song immediately after this show.
Come back here.
Song,
yeah,
here.
No, come back.
His name is Fino.
And
that is
and
crazy.
For 3 points.
That is crazy. Fina, Fina doesn't know what to perform. He's like, his time is almost up. This one was holding his breath.
Yes, and for your final question,
it's
for
no
5 points.
Yeah.
I don't even tell myself. Your Woo! Final question. Are you ready?
Let's go there.
Okay. Your final question is.
Oh my
What's
God.
Happening? Shut up.
Bluetooth just says something on the WhatsApp for myself.
We'll read it later.
Oh I'm my telling God. You.
We'll read it later. The Russo brothers, Anthony and Joseph, are best known for directing which 2018 Marvel box office hit?
The Russell brothers are responsible for directing Russell brothers.
The Russo,
Russo brothers.
Oh, Russo. Mm. Okay. Russo. No options.
No.
Damn it, man.
For 5 points.
Hmm. 2018 blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
Russo brothers.
And your time is
up. What was that movie?
And the answer is actually
Avengers Infinity War.
Infinity War, I was thinking of saying.
So, let's have our scores. Doko, stop sitting on the floor.
4-3.
Now you lose.
4-3, Zubi had 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
And Doko had 0. Cumulatively.
Can we stand for the champion, please?
Wait, please.
No, we're not waiting for anything. Can we stand for the champion?
Cumulatively, Doko, you had 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
And Zubi, you had 11 points.
It's just narrow. We should thank your
All right, I will need to play this.
Vino!
Congratulations to you, Zubi,
Thank you.
Winning this October edition of Film Fight. That means you may either challenge Dorcas in November or in December. Dorko, thank you very much. We're leading.
I would love to read these messages. Someone here said, LOL, Zubi is annoying. Someone here said, Fino is not his real name.
That's the kind of messages you like to read.
Someone said, Fino is not his real name.
What musical artist?
And then someone
musical
said,
artist.
Dokon thought she had it there. And Bluetooth, why? I don't know how to read this on air. Said, Dokon, because of menstruation, you say, now let it flow.
Why would you say something like that? Why would you say something like that? Come on, man.
Did we really?
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. What is this person saying? I can feel the disappointment in Chinatu's face. What?
Anyway, guys. Thank you very much, Doko. Don't worry, you still participate in a film fight one day, and you get, because right now in the whole history of film fight, you are the only person to score a perfect round in our round one. So, as in this, we need to print your picture. It is really beautiful.
Close, but no cigar.
Thank you very much for coming in.
I sang this song. I sang it.
You did not tell us the name. Please, Colette Hogg.
Colette Hogg. Let it go.
Until we come your way again, let's jump straight into Soundtrack Hour right now. Please follow us on our social media platform on Popcorn and Reels, and go check out our videos. We've dropped them on YouTube. Please subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe as well. And if there's anything you want to tell us based on Film Fight, how to improve and everything, we'll gladly take all your messages. Just go straight to our WhatsApp and we'll read every. On our Twitter, rather. Yeah, so, somebody said, Zubiol. Okay, yes, we've read this before. So, thank you very much. We'll be jumping straight into, what's it called?
Soundtrack.
Is there any more messages to be read from the group?
Singing the song was good enough. Nah, that was, that's what Judith.
She had to know the name.
I would have given it to her though, because she said, let it go.
And she then we asked her again.
Let it come, then let it flow. Like what? Someone is like, Zubi won with the popping eye emoji. Like, Zubi, I feel like challenging Zubi. I feel threat.
No, I don't even
you
feel
want to challenge Zuby the next one.
I'm challenging Zuby for the next one because she flopped my girl, my home girl.
Please, do we have any messages on our Instagram?
Instagram says, I let it flow. that was Dan Medina who said that one. Oh, yeah, Zuby, congrats. Well done, guys. That's at Iroko underscore critic. Wow. Kendrick, wow. And then we also have Ekemini underscore Nelson who waved at us and said, focus, my G. Let's see who else we have here. Couple of people. It's quite a lot of them. Iroko critic said, wait, okay. Avengers Infinity War. Okay, they were also answering the questions as we were.
I almost had it.
That's cool. Thanks to all you guys for sending your messages, especially you at Iroko underscore critic.
Iroko critic, man, you're awesome.
We are the
so champions. Let's go pay some bills and then Soundtrack Hour will kick in. 96.9.
Go anywhere.
Stay locked.
I'ma read you your rights.
Let's go.
Enjoy movies from the movies on Soundtrack Hour
on 96.9 Cool FM.